This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
All right, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody had a great week. We thank you for starting off your weekend listening to our report. This week, Al and I have, kicking off the show, Dan Oliver, to chat about the U.S. economy, global economy, and some interesting, let's say, resource stocks that have their attention. Al, why don't you bring us in with Dan Oliver?
Dan, where do you view the U.S. being today in terms of, does it still represent a huge land of opportunity as it did in the past?
Yeah, well, as we were talking, you know, off mic beforehand, the question as to what is opportunity is an old one. I came across a book written by some Harvard economists in 1938, and they said opportunities for investment are not open any longer because there's no longer in sight any such great inventions as the railroads, the automobiles, etc., which will change all the arrangements of our social life and call for huge money expenditures. In other words, saying everything that could be invented has been invented in 1938. Well, that obviously wasn't the case. And the reason I thought that was because they were in a depression and they didn't see how to get out of the depression. And depressions, as we all know, we talked about ad infinitum, is driven by excessive debt. But what I want to talk about is the confusion that I see between the effects of free trade and the effects of a credit cycle. It has been known by economists, you can read people talking about this hundreds of years ago, at least 100 years, probably 200 years, that when you have a big credit expansion by the banking system, what happens is the domestic price level rises. That discourages exports. It encourages imports. The domestic industry atrophies, and everybody winds up in the service industry. And what used to happen is gold would start to flow from the importing country to the exporting country. And as capital moved out of and savings moved out of the country that's spending too much money, the system would naturally rectify itself. And that's why credit bubbles in the 19th century were relatively well contained. And what's happened in our monetary system over the past 40, 50, 60 years is that Bretton Woods was designed to prevent that from happening. The capital couldn't move because it's all controlled by governments. And so what's happened is the U.S. has been allowed to import everything at an increasing pace over decades and decades. And, of course, not surprisingly, it has resulted in the complete destruction of our industrial base. And it's that process that is bringing populists like Donald Trump to prominence. And what's frustrating to me, again, is that I see no conversations about the difference between a credit expansion that has this effect and free trade, which doesn't. I mean, free trade's a good thing. People do what they're best at. They trade with each other, and everyone gets wealthier. That is a good thing. But, you know, people see the free trade agreements. They see all the money going to the oligarchs at the top, and they think, gee, what we really need is protectionism. And that's not the answer. What we need is to get rid of the bank system that causes these mal effects, these ill effects, and go back to a system where trade can be balanced by real money, gold, moving back and forth across borders. And until we get that, I think, you know, what we're going to have is either the fake free trade, which has terrible effects, or we're going to have trade barriers, which is even worse. So I'm relatively pessimistic on the political situation. But I think in the end, again, in the 30s, I thought the world was over. And it wasn't, obviously. Things rectify themselves through time, and I think that will happen in our case, too, eventually.
Well, Dan, I take the positive outlook, as you just alluded to at the end there, that the world will sort itself out in the global economic sense. There will obviously be some hard times when we do need to face those hard times. But right now, yes, the financial trading system, the financial system in general, is still, for the most part, controlled by these very powerful central banks around the world. And free trade obviously is a good thing, but when you look at the different laws and restrictions enacted by pretty much every country out there. I don't think that there is one form of free trade that we can point a finger to. But back to kind of Al's question on the U.S. still being the land of opportunity, I understand that a lot of the economic stats are not as positive as they were 10, 15, 20, 30, even 40 years ago. But the fact of the matter is, the U.S. does still seem to be chugging along. So I guess I'm taking the opposite side and saying that the U.S. is still making the best of a bad global situation. Do you think that they can continue to ride it out until the system does rectify itself?
Well, let me push back a little bit on that. That is, you know, what are statistics? I mean, who keeps them? Who tracks them? What do they represent? I think it's very hard to tell what's happening by statistics, and I'll tell you why. Because, again, what's also been known for centuries is that when you have a credit inflation, which is what we're living through, you get lots of parasitic activities. So, for example, when you have too much debt, you have lots of companies that get bigger, not because they're successful at satisfying consumer demand. They're successful because they have access to Wall Street capital, and they buy up all their competitors. Well, this gives lots of jobs to executives, to lawyers who do the deals, to bankers, to consultants who have to come in and sort of mess out of these conglomerates. I mean, there are lots of conglomerates in the 60s. There are lots of M&A now. So you say, you know, things are booming because there's some job opportunities in these spaces. Well, most of these higher-level jobs are parasitical, and when the crash comes, which it will, a lot of them go away because they're not productive, and that will be less wringing of hands, and people think it's terrible because those are the sorts of people who write articles in the journal and write books. But the reality is that, again, it's been known to me. If you look at the Bullion Commission of 1810 in England, they point out the fact that when banks increase credit, the wages of the working man go down, and so it's the laborer gets screwed during credit inflations, and when they pop, the labor does better. So you don't need a Bernie Sanders out there to legislate things and have minimum wages, all that nonsense. What you need is to have a free market economy that rewards productivity, and that lots of the higher level activities, as I say, lawyers and consultants, and bankers, are not productive. And so the free market defunds them. And now, statistically, that will be a disaster, but when it happens, because the market will go down and all those numbers won't work, the Fed looks at. But the reality is that most people will benefit from that process, whether they, you know, realize it at first or not. And that's what will happen, because that's what the free market always overcomes the government sooner or later. And so it's going to happen. The question is when and how dramatic will it be.
You talk about the free market and how it always overcomes. The problem I think that we have right now is the markets right now in the United States are not operating in a truly free atmosphere. And, you know, as I've said many times in the past, maybe if they did operate in a truly free atmosphere, that would be to the detriment, the immediate detriment of the United States. But I don't believe that our markets right now are anywhere near being free.
No,
do you think I'm way off base?
No, of course not free, but this is my point. I mean, they didn't have free markets in the Soviet Union either, and that's
right.
Why the Soviet Union eventually collapsed. I mean, countries that are not able to allocate capital efficiently don't make it, either because they atrophy or because they collapse, and that's going to happen in our case. I mean, of course we're not free, and that's why we have the problems we have.
Well, and Dan, I guess I would agree with you on that, that the markets continue to not be free, but in, I guess, an all-encompassing aspect here is, do you look at one country or one entity that is doing something about this whole system? We only have about 30 seconds left.
Well, I mean, unfortunately not. I mean, that was the whole purpose of the post-World War II order, was to get basically the entire world into the IMF Bretton Woods system. And so, Switzerland, for example, had their currency backed 50% by gold until 1999, but they joined the IMF and they were required to get rid of that requirements. It's become a global system, but we see that fracturing and Brexit in other places. So I think that monolithic political system is in the process of falling apart, and that's a good thing.
You know, that is a good thing, but I have to say the United States is also a good thing. Please don't take my opinions being gloom and doom. Those are simply constructive criticisms. Stick around. We are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. You know, we focus a lot on gold on this particular website. One of our regular commentators, who's a really good technician, Doc Richard Postma, feels that next step for gold is at least 1275, maybe as low as 12.25. Well, a guy who is really, really good, another person who's really, really good when it comes to prognostication of the precious metals market is Craig Hemke. Craig is a purveyor of tfmetalsreport.com. Craig, over the next, let's say, 30 to 60 days, where do you see gold going and why?
Well, Al, thank you again for having me on, and I appreciate the kind words about the site. I would echo, in the very short term, some of Doc's predictions. I think there's still a possibility that in a continuation of this uptrend in 2016, that we could come back down and touch maybe the 50-day moving average. And there's kind of a channel that we've been following since February, and all of that is around the 1280 to 1285 range. It could still happen in the next week, though it doesn't necessarily have to. But to echo Doc's sentiment, that I would say that's still a possibility. What we're tracing out now, though, is just a continuation of the pattern we've seen all year in COMEX gold, in that gold has tended to rise during what we call COMEX delivery months. If you pull up a daily chart, most of the gains in gold have come during the calendar month of February, April, and June, maybe 8, 10, 12% in each of those months. And most of the givebacks and corrections have come as we move toward the expiration of those contracts on the COMEX. That's happened in March and again in May, and lo and behold, we're seeing it now here in July. That August contract will go into delivery beginning late next week. It goes off the board for traders late next week, and that means that there's actually a fundamental thing going on behind the scenes. That has been the front month. That's where all the volume has been. That's where two-thirds of the open interest has been. But, you know, that's not a delivery market, and so all those speculative positions have to be taken off and rolled into the next front month, which will be October, but also even more so December. Well, that rolling requires some selling, right, of a long position. And a lot of times you don't put the whole position back on, so you have a net selling effect. So there's actually a tangible thing that we can track here. That net selling is what brought gold down in mid to late March and again in mid to late May ahead of the expiration of the April and June contracts. We're seeing it again now. It could carry us on to 1285 even as a low next week, but I don't think there's any reason not to think that in August, during a delivery month again, just like we had in February, April, and June, that price won't reverse and it'll move back at least to the levels that we saw just a couple weeks ago in the high 1300s.
Craig, when gold was moving up throughout this year, it hit its head on a pretty significant resistance level at right around 1308. Some people said around 1311. Yep. However you look at it, it took a while for gold to get through that level. And when we did break it, we've been able to hold above that level. But looking at a couple other indicators, technical indicators, we have a few, let's say, well, that resistance point then turns into a support zone. So, A, do you think that 1308 is a crucial support zone and we could get some buying off of there? And also, are you looking at, let's say, the 200-week moving average, which is around 1303, or that 50-day moving average, which is right around that 1287 level?
It's exactly what we've been following, Corey. 1308 is a level we've been watching ever since gold started to break down 2 weeks ago. And again, this is primarily, again, just a paper gold event. The HFT machines, which buy and sell this paper gold on the COMEX and worldwide, they have several key inputs. The level of interest rates, which has reversed rather dramatically in the last 7 or 8 days, is one, but also movements in the dollar yen, as we've discussed in the past, is a key input as to whether these algos trade, buy or sell paper gold. And that's what's really driven paper gold down in these last 10, maybe 7, 8 days, as well as these liquidations around expiration that I've been talking about. We've watched 1308. Again, I think any move down through 1308 would definitely signal a drop down to that 50-day at around 1285. If we can hold above 1308, we'll just use that as a launching pad next week. And the key thing to watch next week will not only be the Fed meeting, which concludes on Wednesday with, again, no change in policy and no rate hike, But then early Friday morning, late Thursday U.S. time, will be a press release from the Bank of Japan. I think we've seen kind of a buy the rumor, will ultimately be a sell the news event. All these rumors of helicopter money and stuff have already been built into the dollar yen with a 7% move in the last 8 days. I think once we get that Bank of Japan press conference behind us, again, late next Thursday, the 28th, and Friday the 29th, we'll probably see the dollar yen start to head back down, and that will prompt gold to move higher, just as we said in August.
You know, Craig, something that I find to be kind of interesting is I became a gold bug a long, long time ago, and a silver bug, I want to add. And my rationale behind that particular action was purely and simply because it provides, I believe, the ultimate insurance policy against financial disaster. Now, what I also find interesting, though, what's going on right now in more recent times is we've had some international events that in the past probably would have taken the price of gold up, I don't want to say necessarily substantially, but let's say, given the severity of the event that you're talking about, probably at least 100 points or thereabouts, gold seems to be right now somewhat immune from international events. I mean, it really can't get much worse. Those events can't get much worse than they are right now, in my opinion, and gold really isn't doing much. What's your rationale on that?
Al, it's the fallacy of the paper markets that we price a physical form of money off of the whims of these computers that trade these gold derivatives. And when there's really no linkage between the two, but that's what's allowed to set the price. That's how we've got a gold-silver ratio of 70-1, because price is so distorted by these paper markets. Al, the open interest on the COMEX silver is now 125% of global mine supply. I mean, how is that even legal? It's 65% in gold, and it's only 15% of mine supply in copper. So how is it that you can have that much open interest of derivative trading in COMEX silver, as an example? It's that suppresses price, because you're not finding an economic true exchange price where someone has, here's my physical metal, now give me dollars, and vice versa. You're just swapping these paper derivatives back and forth, and the banks that make the markets and the paper derivatives have the unlimited ability to create as many as they want. What we're all hoping for, Al, and hopefully this day is coming, where negative interest rates and currency destruction like the euro and the yen drives physical demand. People that don't want just gold exposure, they don't want gold-related investments, they want the real thing. And enough physical metal leaves the hands of these bullion banks that eventually this paper pricing scheme fails. And when we get to that point, I think you'll begin to see actual price moves based upon these world events that you're talking about, not just price moves based upon the whims of some computers.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You continue to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. You know, from our listeners, we have received numerous questions about how we feel and how experts in the industry feel about the potential for profits from an investing standpoint, obviously, in the uranium sector. A couple of companies that have come to our attention as a result, and these are not sponsor companies, by the way, and I don't own any shares in these companies, and it's also not investment advice. But having said that, Canalaska is always close to the top of the list whenever it comes to companies in this sector, as is Eurovan. But let's talk about the sector first. We have John Kaiser with us from the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. John has been in the business as a research type for an awful long time. He's got all the credibility in the world. What would you say to people who are interested in venturing into the uranium sector, John?
Well, the uranium sector is suffering from a declining uranium prices. It's $26.40 for spot uranium. The long-term prices are now at $40. At the spot price, almost no uranium deposit in the world makes money. So if you're looking at it from an optionality perspective, you're going to need to see a doubling in the price of uranium before any of these sort of low-grade deposits and even some of the higher-grade deposits end up in the money. That's why, you know, the outlook is probably bad for uranium as a price play for at least another year. Japan is not coming back on stream. China is ramping up an awful lot of coal-based power capacity. 2020 is when people expect the Chinese reactor capacity to start coming on stream. So that's potentially another 2 to 4 years of going sideways. And when you like uranium and you don't want to be stuck in these optionality plays that are going nowhere, then you look for exploration plays. And that's why I focus on the Athabasca Basin, where we've had a couple of major new discoveries in the past 3 years. There was Fission's PLS discovery and NextGen's even bigger discovery, the Rook Arrow discovery. NextGen has achieved a $700-800 million market cap on the backs of this, and now they're sort of in the stick phase of infill drilling, finding the limits of it, and then hoping that somebody big is going to buy out what's one of the major new deposits. But for the expert, for the investment speculation game, you got to look at other juniors in the Athabasca Basin where they can find these type of high-grade uranium deposits, which will be the first to be pushed into the production queue several years from now when uranium finally is back in an upswing and the supply-demand imbalance is resolved.
John, you mentioned the Athabasca Basin there, and one of the aspects why there are so many companies exploring in that area is simply because of the high grades that they have been able to find recently. Some grades so high that I believe humans cannot even mine. They need robots to go in and mine these areas. John, let's talk about this supply and demand, though, because right now, mine production, if I'm correct, supplies about 90% of the power utilities around the world, the stat coming from the World Nuclear Organization. But there are also a lot of stockpiles of uranium, if I am correct. Any idea when we should run through these?
Well, it would be nice if all those 30 Japanese reactors came back on stream and started using their stockpiles. Now, the problem is these stockpiles are sitting there as an overhang. And of course, Germany is shifting out of nuclear energy, so those stockpiles are being wound down. And the new demand, the new reactors, aren't coming on stream until 2020 and beyond. Companies like Cameco are actually cutting back production so that the stockpiles that the utilities want to get rid of can go out into the system. Once those stockpiles are gone, then the producers are back in action. Then the long-term prices flutter back into that $60-$80 range, where it's quite lucrative for companies with decent projects. But when this stockpile overhang will be resolved, that's a tricky question. As long as Japan's still sitting on the fence about restarting its reactors, it could be a while yet.
You know, it's interesting. When you talk about the energy sector, obviously uranium is a very important part of it, no question about that. And I have to say that my philosophy, in a very macro sense, about investing in energy is positive. The energy sector does have its ups and downs. I think that any balance long-term, and I have to stress here the moniker long-term, really needs to include energy. I know ours certainly does. And you know, the uranium price comes, the uranium price goes, but I think uranium is probably a very important piece of the energy pie, for lack of better terms. Don't you, John?
Natural gas, of course, is the energy fuel right now that has caused a lot of grief for nuclear power electricity, because thanks to the shale oil drilling boom in the United States, we've also had a huge surge in natural gas supply, and of course it's cleaner burning than coal, so coal has suffered, not so much because the EPA is finally starting to enforce their standards for all these legacy grandfathered coal plants, which now finally have to get modern with the pollution controls, but the natural gas threat, other parts of the world, they need it shipped as LNG. And right now, the big concern about Turkey is there's all these pipelines that go from the Middle East and deliver gas to Europe, which is supposed to be the sort of a end run around Russia, so that the Russian supplies coming to Ukraine and that don't get cut off. Pipelines are easily disrupted. Nuclear fuel You protect your power plant. The fuel itself is very compact. It can be mined discreetly in places like the Athabasca Basin and flown by airplane to the plant. So it's a way of providing very compact energy fuel to discrete locations. It's a strategic thing to rely on nuclear energy as part of your power grid.
John, one final comment here. Let's talk about another company that you have written up in your newsletter and on your website. You and I have chatted about it off mic. The company is Uravan Minerals, Inc., traded on the TSX under the symbol UVN. Can you explain what interests you about this company?
Well, this company caught my attention a few years ago because they developed a new exploration technique for seeing the remnants of uranium deposits, and they're quite deep in the Athabasca Basin, and they would see lead isotope, the decay products of uranium, attached to clay particles at surface, and they would do reconnaissance sampling over large areas, and they would literally find fairly constrained anomalies. And they've done case studies with this on MacArthur, on Cigar Lake, and on Centennial. And yes, there's a correlation between these lead isotope, radiogenic lead isotopes, and the existence of the uranium deposits at depth. And I said, this is great, because most of what's left to be found in the basin is going to be deeper. And if you don't have geochemical support, you're going to blow your brains out on drilling geophysical targets. So they have now perfected this technique. They've got 100% target call on the Outer Ring project. They just finished a geophysical program. They've got an absolutely fantastic conductor associated with the geochem anomaly. And yeah, the company's only got 45 million shares out trading at 20 cents, so a $10 million valuation. They're trying to raise $1.5 to $2 million now. And if they raise it, they'll go drill this target. And if they start getting high-grade uranium, the target itself is so substantial, so compelling, that this stock would actually explode. It would become another NexGen. And if you do the math and go from $10 million to $700 million valuation, you're talking the kind of a rocket launch discovery play that makes this arena, this junior resource sector, so exciting.
Okay, there you have it. Our thoughts on uranium. Again, folks, this is not investment advice. This is simply our opinions on the uranium sector. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to talk with Dana Lyons in this segment about what is going on in the markets and just how long can this last. You know, the reason I find this to be interesting is I remember about 6 or 7 months ago, and I know that some of our regular listeners through our blog are going to correct me saying, Noel, that was 5.5 months ago, but whatever it was, 6 or 7 months ago, I remember I said that I was going to, Kathy and I were going to take most of our money out of the conventional markets. And then we hit a slight delay in the sense that because of the way our portfolio in that segment of our investments is set up, it's not something you can do on a whim. It takes a while to get that out and to change direction. Well, as a point of fact, we were not able to get the majority of our funds out of the conventional market. And I have to say, Kath and I were just talking about that last night, you know, and thank God we didn't, because her portfolio is doing very, very well. Now, the question that brings into my mind is, well, just how long can this last? Because, as I've said ad nauseum, from a purely fundamental standpoint, this just can't go on. The piper is eventually going to have to be paid. The question is, when is that going to happen? Dana, what do you think about that?
Well, as we spoke about, Al, we're in 100% agreement with you. As you know, we're students of market history and cycle history, and the way that secular market cycles work is you have a long period, for example, from 1982 to 2000, when you have one of the best bull markets in history, and over that period you have you go from a period of very, very low levels as far as market metrics, for example, valuation, the percentage of dollars that households have in the market, those types of things, and you start from a low level, and that's what enables the start of a bull market. And by the end of the market in 2000, for example, you've got these metrics that go to serious excess, and at that point you get, you know, to the other side of the spectrum, and those things need to be corrected. And so the way that that markets have always worked, free markets, they correct over time and over, you know, price corrections, you know, price moving down and prices going nowhere for a long time. For example, from 1966 to 1982, prices went sideways. You know, you had big swings, but they went sideways. And eventually, at the end of a secular bear market, like in 1982, you have things like the valuation at historic lows. You have the lowest percentage of household money in the stock market that you've seen in the history of the country. And that's how you can enable the start of a new durable bull market. Well, the problem with this go-around is 16 years after the top of that secular bull market, we not only have not corrected a lot of the excesses, but we've actually made a lot of them worse by some of this central bank intervention, monetary policy, that type of thing. So we agree. I think some of this action is not only I don't think it can permanently remove that end game where these excesses have to be corrected. I think it's only delayed that inevitable, and not only that, it's probably made what will be the eventual end game that much worse. Now, we don't pretend to know when that will be better than anyone else, but the longer it goes on, the more painful it'll be eventually. But I think that's also why you need to have a shorter term. If you're an active risk manager like we are, I think you need to have a shorter term system or investment approach that allows you to capture some of the good intermediate term moves in the market like we've seen since February, because like you mentioned with your portfolios, thankfully you've had your money still in the market, because this has been a move that's been it's paid to stay with it. And despite all of the longer term, what we call background red flags out there, you don't want to miss a 20-30% move in the market.
Well, Dana, I think that's the key point, and we are in agreement that the further along that the Fed and other central banks can kick the can and not have some sort of a natural business cycle which would allow the markets to correct and provide another, let's say, launching point or building block for another bull market, then the harder the fall will be. But again, it's hard to say when exactly that fall will happen. And right now, if we are looking short-term at the markets, the S&P broke out to all-time highs just about a week and a half ago. And as we are recording this, towards the tail end of the trading day on Thursday, we're starting to see a little bit more of a sell-off in all of the U.S. markets. But the fact of the matter is, there is still quite a large, let's say, complacency factor on investors in the market, simply because you look at the VIX, and yeah, it's moving up today, but we're still under 13 and have been trading right around the 12 level on that index, which shows that investors continue to, I guess, put their money in there, and that is why this market continues to climb.
Yeah, Dana, before you jump in here, I just want to make one comment, and that is, you know, in my early years, and by early years, I'm talking about my early career years, for lack of better terms, basically investing was a pretty simple thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average always, if you take a long-term approach, was always going to average around 15% or thereabouts per year, okay? Now, having said that, what we're talking about today, what we're alluding to today, is the fact that this may not happen. The fact that this time we could very easily see an era where investors lose their entire life savings if their entire life savings is all into the market. I would have to say the only comment that I can make about that, the only way that folks can really, really protect themselves, is they got to work with somebody like you and your dad, in the sense that you're on top of this every day, and hopefully people like you, professionals like yourself, can get people out before this event could possibly happen.
Well, I appreciate that comment, Alan. It's funny, whenever I do an interview and someone ends the show with, okay, what what would you recommend? What's your advice to someone who's trying to figure out what to do? And my advice is always the same. Find an active manager who will manage the risk and has a track record of managing that risk, and let them do it for you if you don't have any idea what you're doing. Now, if you're a student of the market, if you have a lot of experience in the game and you have some sort of idea on controlling your risk, mitigating your risk, especially if it's, you know, a quantitative objective approach, then that's fine. But if you have no idea what you're doing, it's too easy to make the worst mistakes and lose a lot of your money, like you said, Al. If you have no idea what you're doing, it's hard enough even for seasoned pros to do it. It's even harder for someone that doesn't have either the acumen, the time, the discipline, or the knowledge of what to even look at to direct their investment. So I agree, if you don't have a plan, if you don't know where to even start, look for an active risk manager who has a track record of managing risk and at least mitigating those losses during substantial bear markets like we saw, you know, in 2002 and 2008. So you're not, every bull market that starts again, you're not, you know, crawling out from a 50 or 40% hole and just trying to get back to even for the next 5 years, like we saw, you know, back in the 1970s, the early 80s, like we mentioned. You know, we had these series of 40% corrections, then you'd have, you know, the market come back close to 100%, but that was just to get you back to even, and then the rug would get pulled out again. And we saw that in the early 2000s, the last decade also. I'm afraid we're seriously concerned about another type of that event occurring, maybe not immediately, but at some point over the next few years. And the hard thing about it is how to weigh capturing gains in a nice intermediate term move, like we saw from February up to this point, like you mentioned, versus knowing when to get out. You know, you don't have to time it perfectly, but you have to know what data, what trigger you're going to look at to get you to say, you know, okay, now's the time to get out. Now's the time to focus on protecting capital instead of, you know, trying to build on your portfolios.
All right, Dana, it's enjoyable chatting with you as always. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.